pleasure to welcome into the studio. As I always say, it's four beautiful women I have, young girls, and we're going to talk to them. Well, I don't know what you're laughing at. I'm glad to see you're happy on a Friday. But I have Lauren Bourne, I have Sophie Williams, Emma Ormond, and Hannah Lyons. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Okay, who shall we talk about last year's one? Hannah, you tell us last year, and that was the first year that has been done. Now, they're all from the local Manor House School in Raheny. So tell us what happened last year and how it came about.
So my name's Hannah, and myself and Emma were both prefects last year. I was actually the head girl in Manor House, and we thought of this idea. Well, actually, our teacher, the prefect liaison, Gavin Byrne, came to us in October and mentioned the word Christmas, and we thought, it's not even Halloween yet, and he's mentioning Christmas.
Yeah.
And he said he had an idea that he's been sitting on for a few years now, and he wanted to give back to the community, and he put his full trust and faith in us, and he said, we want to feed the community. And we thought, okay, we can do this.
Good idea.
Thinking it was just going to be a Christmas dinner, and that was it. But we were very surprised when we
As if
sat
you don't
down.
Have enough to do.
Yeah, exactly. Sixth year, exams, everything. So we eventually came up with a plan. We got on Garda Síochána to join us because they run community events with the elderly at Christmas time. So we had Jim Clavin, the superintendent up in Raheny Garda Station, and the community guards, Ruth and Colm. And they both came on board and they said, we will get the guests. We know the elderly members of the community. So the aim of the event was to get any elderly members of the community who were alone for Christmas or don't spend it with others to come to us in December and enjoy a three-course Christmas dinner, all the trimmings. Santa was there. There was entertainment, everything.
Okay, so you had the people that were going to get the meals. The guards had all the lists and the names already, so that was easy. You didn't have to do any of that sort of research as well, so that made it a little bit easier. How many girls were involved last year?
Well, we had a group of prefects consisting of 23 people altogether, and then we had a few teachers helping us as well on the day.
Okay, and it all happens just all in the one day. What particular time did you get it early, or is it gone?
Well, we send out the buses. The guard buses are provided on the day, so they pick up the guests from about 11 a.m. Then it all kicks off at 12 o'clock, finishes up at about 4 o'clock. So it is a full afternoon of entertainment and food.
Hasn't gone fully European where they have the evening meal.
Not just yet, maybe.
With the full, do they have the bottle of wine on the table at least?
Well, we have mulled wine.
Yeah.
In the Christmas spirit, we have the mulled wine.
And where does the eating take place?
Well, we have great facilities up in Manor House in Raheny. So we had the school gym, which is a separate building to the school, and it's very large in size. There's actually an indoor basketball court inside it, so that kind of shows the size of the venue. And we had 154 guests last year. We had a state-of-the-art kitchen in the school building, which we used to prep all the food, the starter, main course, dessert. We served from the gym, and we had other kitchens available, workspace, lots of different facilities. We had toilets, we had wheelchair access. So it was great, all the facilities and amenities we had up in the school.
Okay, and who did the cooking?
Oh, we all did.
Well, Hannah's got it. You're the second girl that... what's your name now?
My name's Emma Ormond.
Emma, so okay. You were the second girl now that was in on the initial start of this.
Yeah, we were. So what happened was that the day before, loads of prefects came and prepped all of the vegetables along with John, the cook in the school. And they spent the whole day making sure all the food was okay, and they left it there to be kept overnight. The next day they came back and we had everything. We were there from 8 o'clock in the morning, cooking all the meals, getting everything ready for when the guests arrived at 12. Mm-hmm. It was a big, big event.
Okay, and you arranged for little goodie bags on the way home as well.
Yeah.
Do students normally eat in Manor House down there?
Well, we have a canteen, and it serves at the first break, which is at 20 past 11, and then 1 o'clock for lunch.
And have you all eaten in the canteen?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a big question now. Did you taste any of the dinners last year?
Well, you know, I wasn't going around eating other people's dinner, but I had heard that it was very tasty and very high standard.
Well, what I'm saying, I'm being very cheeky now, was as good as what you get all year round. That's for me.
Oh, yeah, of course. It was better. It was fantastic. Our cook is very, very talented.
Okay. So, 200 guests that you had on the day, and any sort of entertainment?
Yeah. So that was a big thing that, like, I'm very involved in the music side of things. So we had an orchestra, the school orchestra would come along. We had choirs, we had soloists, the guards had entertainment that they brought with them as well. We always had music in the background, and our aim was to make sure that everybody was just entertained, they were having a nice time. If they weren't eating food, they were looking at people, they were having, like, they were chatting to people. Hannah would go around with, like, a microphone and, like, interact with our guests.
Singing, dancing, we'd everybody up on their feet so they wouldn't get too tired.
So it seems like it was nearly a full day, was it?
It was, yeah. Okay. So it begins at 12 and the full day goes on until around 4 o'clock
until the buses come back to collect them, to bring them all home.
Did you find that a lot of people that would have known each other, or were they first time meeting and getting to know each other?
I thought a lot of them came in groups, so they would have come from their different communities. We had Raheny, Airfield, Colester, Artane, and also Clontarf, just the surrounding areas of Raheny. And a few of them came from their church communities and they came together, but a lot of people did come on their own, but they left with more than 20 friends that they had talked to, because we had them all sitting at tables of four, so their voices weren't lost at a big table that you'd usually see at these events. So we kept it nice and small and intimate so that they would be able to converse with one another.
Okay.
So that way they made lots of different friends and had lots of different conversations.
Good. So it wasn't like a wedding where you're sort of
excluded from the top table.
Where you're sitting somewhere you don't want to be. So you seem to have enjoyed it. Did it spur you on any other ideas? Of course, not forgetting that the teacher, it was his idea in the first place. By the way, did he do anything at all? Oh.
Did he do anything? He did everything.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. No, he has a huge,
I love the idea that he was sitting around one October going, oh, what can we do?
No, he'd been sitting on it for a few years.
Him years to get someone to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So he did do something on the day.
He did everything, yes. He kept us all as one.
Okay. And the two girls, Lauren and Sophie, listening to all this, how do you feel about it?
We're so excited. Like, we're really, it's going to be amazing this year, you know, just because, like, what the girls were able to do last year has inspired us to just keep it going, like, you know, continue the legacy. Like, as you were saying about our teacher, Mr. Byrne, like, he does everything. And without them, like, and without him, like, we wouldn't be able to be doing this again. Like, the girls are coming back to help us. Like, it's going to be an amazing event. We're going to have even more people this year. So last year it was 154 elderly people from our community. So this year we hope to have 200, if that doesn't increase by the time.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, anyone
still have a week to go.
we don't have final numbers yet. So, you know, it could be near 250, you never know. But we're really excited. It's going to be great.
And when did you learn that you were going to be doing it this year?
So near the start of the year, like, once we saw the success of last year's prefects and everything, like, it was kind of a no-brainer. Like, we were kind of like, oh, we have to do this again. Like, it's such an amazing opportunity, like, such an amazing thing to do. Like, it really isn't anything, like, difficult for us to do. Like, it's something small, you know. It is a lot of work, but it's so worth it. Okay. So once we, like, and then Mr. Byrne was pushing it from the start, like, so we all
can you tell me how the two of you ended up? I mean, does he ask for volunteers and then select from the volunteers?
No, we didn't interview for prefects, and we got selected to be a prefect in fifth year. And then at the start of this year in September, when we had our first meeting, we had a talk about the Man of Mary Christmas event, and since then we were, like, always preparing about it. We started preparing since September, like, getting money coming in to help us pay for certain things that we'd be doing on the day, like the food, the little goodie bags at the end.
Okay, so just while you mentioned it there, I'll just get out there, if anyone wants to support this, it's a great thing to happen, and it's the second year of it. So if anyone, donations, you heard there about goodie bag, maybe some businesses listen, small businesses even, want to make a little donation of some kind, or financial or in any sort of form at all, you can contact Manor House School in Raheny, and it's 01-831-6782, or give us a shout here, and we'll get them on. Well, the girls are here, she'll give us a call, and we'll see how they get on. I know I probably asked this already, but how many girls are involved in it this year?
So this year we have 19 prefects currently, but we're so lucky to have all of the past pupils coming back. So we'll have the nearly 23 maybe if they all come back. 20, they have lives now. So. But like, you know, if they come back, 20-ish of them and then us as well. So we'll be an even bigger team, stronger, you know.
Okay. So you, all the girls that are involved and actually serve on the day, what waits?
Yeah, we're all caterers, we're all servers, exactly. So we don't hire anybody to come in, we all do it ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just thinking of you two girls now going to college now. Will you be getting part-time jobs while you're in college?
Well, I have a part-time job at the moment, yeah.
No, I was just thinking that's a precursor because, I mean, you hear of most kids in college end up as waiters or waitresses of some kind or other.
I'm actually studying event management at the moment.
You
so it's a great link. Yeah, I've worked at plenty of events and I was serving. I've worked in the convention centre and I've worked in the Burlington Hotel over on Burlington Road and seeing the setup of serving thousands
of
people.
Was this before last year?
Yeah, I only started this in September. So I worked at the All-Stars, the GAA All-Stars in the Convention Centre. So from serving 1,500 guests, I think, at that, to now bringing all of the knowledge I learned at that back to Manor Merry Christmas to serve the 200 guests, it's going to make it the world of a difference.
Okay, I like that idea, Manor Merry Christmas. It's a great name. And yourself, you said you the music side of it. How, tell me about that, the music side of it.
Yeah, so what we do, I'm talking to the orchestra and the school and the choirs in particular because they're a really big support, especially the teachers that help there. We're going to get the sound system up and running. We have a brilliant sound system in the school, so make sure that everyone can hear very well. The music is a massive part of the day because it helps, you know, it lifts spirits, it gets people, you know, talking to each other, singing along and stuff. Myself, I'll probably, whenever there's a lull, if we do have any, I'm just going to whack myself on that piano and a guitar and just, you know, start singing along. It's important that everything keeps going.
Okay, I'm just looking at the date. It's on the 8th.
Yeah. So tomorrow week, actually.
Exactly, yeah. Not that much time left.
Saturday week, yeah.
We usually aim to hold it in December, so it is the Christmas season. We don't try to have it too close to Christmas, as we know people get extremely busy. So we aim for a Saturday. We think 12 till 4 is a sufficient time for it. So we aim for either the second or third Saturday in December for it.
Okay, and you think the numbers are going to be about the same?
Hopefully more.
Yeah, I'd, we're expecting more.
Yeah, I was going to say that the word will get out there and you might have FOMO.
Yeah, definitely.
There's
yeah.
been meetings held, there's been phone calls coming in, left, right and centre, emails.
Great.
Yeah,
and we've had brilliant support from the community this year in particular.
Yeah,
especially, so say, in our local community, you know, the businesses, so Smith's Butchers, so June and Smith's Butchers, also the local parishes.
Yeah.
So we were down at Airfield, you know, St. Paul's and Airfield last weekend. So we did a bit of a speech and then we had elderly people from there wanting to come along and stuff. We raised money there. We're really grateful. You're all so generous. And then this weekend, so tomorrow and then Sunday, we'll be up in Raheny Parish. So thank you so much to Father Paul for setting that up for us.
Yeah.
It'll be such a great opportunity because the more funds we have, the more people we can cater for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more we like get out into the community, you know, the more people we come across who might need our help.
And the more it becomes a tradition.
Exactly, yeah.
Because that's what Gavin's aim was for this, that it will continue. It will be Manor House's legacy, I suppose, for the community to give
back. And word
back.
Spreads. Like,
yeah, and even more and more businesses are trying to get in contact. We had Aon on last year. They did a huge donation, cash donation. And again, they supported us this year.
Mm.
We had Percolicious, the local bakery around the corner from the school. They've provided sweet treats to go in everybody's goodie bag, which is incredible because it's hard work to get all the sweet treats ready for 200 guests. We're hopefully getting the butchers. Well, we have the butchers, the Smith's Butchers.
They should drop into McHugh's there beside this, what's the name of the pub down in Raheny?
Cedars Pub?
Yeah, facing the Cedars, the restaurant there.
They're a great help with the all events in Manor House.
The restaurant is terrific and they're very, very generous, so I'm sure they'll give along as well. And there's a few more that I'll mention myself over the weekend, seeing as we have a little bit of time. It sounds like you're all excited and looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll get us in the Christmas spirit as well, if we're not already in it.
Are you getting involved in it as well, the two?
Oh yeah, we'll be back 8 a.m. the Saturday morning. We'll be outside the door ready to go in.
Eager to come.
Okay, it's really, really great. Is there anything else you want to say now before we finish up? Maybe
I don't think so. Just thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, put a play if you want to give us all the details. There's the number there in case you haven't got it on you.
Yep, thank you. So the event is on next Saturday, the 8th of December in Manor House School in Raheny. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page at the moment called Manor Merry Christmas. If you just search for that, you'll see lots of videos and photos of preparations that will be held during the week and in the run-up to the event. We'll also have some live broadcasting on both platforms next Saturday. As we said, the event is from 12 until 4. It'll be a three-course meal. We've starters, main course, and a very, very tasty dessert ready to go. And there'll be lots of entertainment, singing and dancing. And, of course, the guests will be provided with goodie bags, and they will all leave with a huge smile on their face, wanting to return next year. So, again, if anybody has any contributions, big or small, we would greatly appreciate them. And the phone number for Manor House School is 01831 6782. That's 01831 6782.
Okay, thank you very much. I just want to thank you all for coming in, and congratulations on the job well done. As I always say to someone, when they start something up and it becomes a success rather, they don't realise that it sometimes ends up as a job for life. And, and with the enjoyment you've got now of it, and seemingly the satisfaction that you seem to get from giving enjoyment to people, a Manor Merry Christmas is certainly in there. So Lauren Bourne, Sophie Williams, Emma Thormod, and Hannah Lyons, thank you very much for talking to us here.
Thank you.
And good luck with it.